Welcome to Time Out, WGTD Sports. Good evening or good morning. Wow, I don't even know what time of the day it is, but I do know one thing. We're talking sports. I'm Bob Haggerty. The guy across from me, Larry Reitler. Thanks, Larry, for being on.
Hey, you know, got to help you out, man.
This has been a week, a month for professional sports in southeastern Wisconsin.
Oh.
We're going to start out with the Brewers. We're going to go to the Bucks, and we're going to end with the Green Bay Packers, and we're going to talk draft. Larry Reitler, let's talk Brewers. This is my perception, okay? And you're going to tell me where to go. I know. It's the tale of three seasons already. They started off, man, they couldn't do anything wrong. Then they couldn't do anything right. And now they're on a 7 or 8 game winning streak. They were beating the Cubs on Friday, and that would put them a half game ahead in their division. I keep going back to one thing with the Green Bay with the Brewers, and that is pitching, and how spotty it is. I think they've got one of the best offensive. They hit the ball as good as anybody or better than anybody in Major League Baseball. They've had pitching problems. I'll get off my soapbox, Larry Reitler. Your thought?
No, you're right, and Milwaukee is going to come down to. And we always say you're never going to lose the pennant in May.
Right.
But this, I think this series coming up with this 3-game series
with the Cubs
at the weekend is going to be very big, and because it's a litmus test and what you got and how you're going to go. And I think that the Cubs are going to find out what they've got because they've been up and down. You know, everybody says, well, you know, they just came off a 3-day win. But they beat the Marlins. The Marlins have won 10 games, people.
Yeah. Well,
10-27.
Yeah, you have a good little league team that could do that.
But I think you're spot on because with Milwaukee, and it comes down to arms. It came down to arms last year. I think I'm really impressed with the way Council handled his bench last year. He was bullpen by committee. A lot of people got mad with that. The Cubs now are starting to look at bullpen by committee. Hader has been lights out.
Hader throwing at 97, 98, 99 miles an hour. And he doesn't even bother wasting a pitch. He just dares you to be able to hit the ball.
Well, and the thing is, he's getting enough rest. Yeah, they did pitch him back-to-back a couple times.
Right.
But they're not throwing extended innings with him. He's getting the 2-3 innings maybe. If they can close him, they will. But Jimmy Nelson coming back, that's a big plus. But you're right. It comes down to those arms. They hit the ball. Yelich is just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what he drinks, but
I was going to say, and you've got Braun. Braun going out
all
and winning
an
18-inning game. He hits the single. He had six base hits in that 18-inning game.
Yeah.
And he hits the walk-off single that wins the game. Longest game in the history of Miller Park.
Yeah. But that division, we all know, is going to come down through either Chicago or Milwaukee. Nobody else is going to be a player in that.
St. Louis?
No, I don't think so. I think that's an age team already.
Yeah.
You got, as good as Molina is, he's an age catcher. He's going to hit the wall in, around end of July, August. You know, those legs are going to get tired, although he's an Iron Man. But I just don't think St. Louis has enough to overcome those two other teams.
This is what my belief is. The Brewers need to go out by the trade date and get one more pitcher. If they do it, they win. And this is a team with how many runs they score, they could go all the way this time, at least into the World Series. If they don't, the Cubs are able to win the division. Milwaukee may get in as a wild card. We'd have to wait and see. But they need that extra pitcher to be able to make that happen.
Yeah, I'm sure the Cubs will let them have Yu Darvish if they want.
I bet they would, too.
You know, I was watching him pitch the other day, and I'm starting to think it's more up here than it is physical.
Well, and you and I, knowing sports, that's 90% of what you do anyway. It happens between the ears.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But, yeah. So here's the caveat to that, though. If the Brewers, as good as they are, if they're going to be out there looking for a pitcher, you know darn well teams, especially teams that are competing, are going to go, I don't think so.
Yeah,
we're going to want the world for our
Well, they're going to want a lot, but I see them coming from the American League. because that way they don't have to go up against them unless it were to be, you know, World Series type of situation. And I look at it, the Brewers need that one, that piece. They need the rook. If that one rook can turn around, they can win the chess match. This is a good enough team to go all the way.
Absolutely.
Let's talk. Wow. 2001, the last time that we have seen the Milwaukee Bucks go into the second round. They win the second round. Larry, they've only lost one game in the first two series of the playoffs of the National Basketball League, Association.
Yeah, and in the first game, Paul Pierce, it's over now. It's over. Boston, yeah. They beat him by 22. It's over. Did you hear the chants of the Bucks teams the other night?
I did not.
They said, fire Pierce, fire Pierce. It was great. This Milwaukee Bucks team, and I was fortunate enough to get to Fiserv this year to watch them play, and I will stake for disclosure, not a big NBA fan anymore.
Yeah.
Just the game is just
kind of, it's not basketball.
It's kind of weird for me.
It's just different.
But this team is great to watch.
Yeah.
Giannis is so good. Wow. They move the ball around so well. It's old, new school, old school, if I could use that term. I just love the way they separate. I love the way they shoot. To me, the telltale the other night was when Kyrie Irving went 7 for 22.
Right.
And his comment in the press conference was, well, maybe I should have just shot 30. How does that play in your locker room, dude? I mean,
You're
19 for 62 going into that last game. And here's Giannis's comment. If I only score 10 points and we win, so what?
Right.
That's
an unselfish player.
Why they're winning.
He has nothing to prove.
Yeah.
He has everything to gain. He is, being a southeastern Wisconsin, we're looking at Giannis and we're saying he's a superstar. The rest of the nation, they're just getting a little bit of this. Remember the last time, the only time that they won the NBA championship was with 1971.
Well, that would be Alcindor.
That's right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, well, that's how old school I am. I just tipped my hand. Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yeah.
He leaves Milwaukee, okay? My prediction is that they win the NBA championship.
I think they will, too.
He becomes a major, major superstar. Milwaukee Bucks, fear the deer. You have to keep this guy.
Yeah, MVP?
I think he gets MVP.
You don't think Harden will get it?
No. I think that if they take it away from Milwaukee, they have absolutely robbed this guy. He is the most dominant player on the most dominant team. It even scares me to say that, in the NBA.
Yeah. When I thought during the regular season, if you would just take that into account, they might sway towards Harden because he's been left off on the fringe. But when the Greek Freak, Giannis, scored 39 in Game 5 against Boston, he sewed it up.
Right.
In my mind, he sewed up because, like you said, they lost that first game by 22. He carried him from there. He scored 39, I think, and it was a TNT game, so it was shown to a national audience.
Right.
And I think everybody saw how good of a player this kid is.
Well, and we got to know him a little bit personally because his brother – is a high school basketball player for Whitefish Bay Dominican.
Correct, yeah.
What a quality kid. He brings his brother over, brings family over. Everything, he pays for everything. And I'm sure he's getting something to play basketball. I mean, the younger brother, watch him in the NBA. He will play in the NBA. It will be the brothers. Think about that, Milwaukee, because this kid is special. We saw him as a freshman, 6'4", 6'5" freshman, maybe 6'7" freshman for Whitefish Bay.
Still growing.
And he can hit from 30 feet. This is a freshman in high school, but when you talk to him, he's bright, he's articulate, he's well-schooled, he's well-mannered, he's a dream interview. He is super great to talk to. And when you turn the mic off, he's respectful. He's just awesome. And if it comes from his brother, it comes from his parents, they're just a class act. Yeah. I love it.
And Bucks fans, pointing at the camera, you know who you are when they complained when they drafted this kid.
Yeah.
And everybody went, Antetokounmpo?
Well, I still can't say it.
Antetokounmpo?
That's why it's Giannis, because I can't say his name right.
I can't spell it. I can say it. But the who knew what? That's what I'm saying. Who in that scouting organization hopefully has elevated themselves up through? Because, honestly, they sat on this kid for a couple years, and he's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. He's got all around. He's just so good. And his supporting cast is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you got guys, Hill. People said, you know, why would you want him? He's got 100 games of playoff experience.
Right.
And you've seen what difference it makes.
Well, and it
and
does.
He becomes a huge player in these playoffs.
And if you've heard me before talking about this, he is the difference of winning a championship or not winning into a championship. Because I talk to everybody about playoff experience. You can be the best team, but until you get that seasoning, the nerves get to you a little bit, and that ball just does not, if you're tight, that ball just does not want to drop.
Yeah.
You and I have seen, we've called huge games and at the high school, at the college level, and when everything's on the line, I think that the bucket, it shrinks three inches in diameter. Yeah.
Well, you saw that game one with Boston in the second round. Bucks were just tight as all get out.
Right.
And then they won the second game and started to relax and realize, and their coach is outstanding. And you know, he just said, guys, play your game, man. Play the game you know how to play. And you saw them separate, and then the three started dropping. And Milwaukee, once they start rolling beyond the three line, forget it. But I think, and I'm with Charles Barkley on this, after whoever wins that series coming out of the West, and I think it'll be Golden State.
We'll find that out Sunday.
Yeah, because Golden State's up. As the time we taped this, they're up 3-2.
Right.
But I just don't see Portland getting in there. I don't see. I just see it's going. Denver doesn't strong enough, from what I've seen. It's just Milwaukee has everything clicking. They have everything. They play excellent defense, and they seem to work their scheme. What they do that you know. When you force the other team to play your style,
right,
and they beat you at it,
then they deserve to
win. It's over. Yeah, it's absolutely over.
Yeah.
So I think Milwaukee will and should come home with an NBA championship this year.
It's going to go 3-3. It's going to go to a seventh game. It's going to be Sunday, and then they're going to start in Milwaukee in the conference championship on Wednesday. Yeah. By the way, I'm letting the economists come out now, okay? $3 million every time they play in Milwaukee is what they're anticipating money flowing into the community. If they're able to get into the NBA championship, that goes to $12 million a game.
Well, that courtyard's full.
Yeah.
That's nuts. You got, what, 18,000 in and another 6,000 in that courtyard.
Or more.
Yeah. I had no idea that was that big of an economic impact. That's outstanding.
It is. And the idea that all of a sudden now we're looking at these courtyards, what a great idea. Packers have one.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking draft in just a second. But this is a great idea. And, you know, I guess I'm going to make an apology to the Bucks. I've been really hard on them the last few years. I don't think that they put the money into the team that they needed to put into the team to be successful. They have a new stadium. Thank you, State of Wisconsin. I may not have agreed on how you did it, but I do love the stadium. And the Bucks put the money to get the players, to make them the best team in the NBA. They need to win. I think they're going to win. The next time we're going to be talking, the next time we have this show, we'll know the NBA championship, and it's going to be Milwaukee.
And here's one for you, Mr. Economist. Number one in merchandise.
They're the jerseys.
Yeah, number one in merchandise right now, the Milwaukee Bucks are.
There you go.
So the great new logo. It's terrific.
Okay. Green.
Is this a 30 or is this a full?
this is a 30-second timeout. That's right. Timeout. Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
You and And we
This will be fun.
Because we were about to talk about this. And I said, no, because I know we're going to disagree about this. I think the Packers blew it on the draft.
Okay?
I agree 100% they needed to make their defense better. They've definitely done that. They have left if I'm Rodgers, I'm going in and I'm asking, trade me. Because you know what? We don't have an offense. You got rid of all my good receivers. And who am I going to throw the ball? Maybe some person in the first row can put a uniform on, and we'll let him run out there and catch the ball. You've got the best quarterback in football, and he's got nobody to throw the ball to.
Well, and I kind of agree with you there, because I take you back a year ago when they were having the rookie camp, and Rodgers actually showed up, and he was throwing, and he got on some of those rookie receivers. I think he was setting them up for this year to say, don't come in the same way as you came last year.
Let's talk about each of the picks.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Number one pick for the Packers, the number 12 pick overall from Michigan. That's your team. And this is Rashawn Gary. He's a defensive lineman. He's the fastest defensive lineman in college football. But he never proved himself. He does not have good hands. And he's got a shoulder injury, showed up. I'm going to say it again. The man showed up in a shoulder brace.
Well, the Packer staff had him put it on.
Yeah, I would too. Because
they're just protecting it.
Yeah, I put a gold mesh around it.
Let me tell you about Rashawn Gary. He was one of the top kids coming out of high school, five-star kid out of New Jersey. Michigan was able to land him. He made an immediate impact, his sophomore year is when he really started to play. He only played 3 years at Michigan. He got hurt his junior year halfway through the season. His numbers aren't great.
No.
When you watch him, though, here's why. With Don Brown's defense, he moved guys around. I will tell you, Rashawn Gary sometimes took on two and three guys, made Chase Winovich an All-American. Made Devin Bush an All-American because Gary picked up the slack. If Green Bay does what they're going to do, and I think they will, and under Patin, this is the way he likes to coach defenses.
Yep.
He wants players that can move around. Now, certain guys aren't going to, obviously, but Gary's a guy you can run him inside, you can run him outside. And he is a guy who does have that speed that you talk about. He doesn't have the size to put his hand in the dirt. Michigan, that's where they played him. But if they need him to, he can. He's stronger than Clay Matthews. He's faster than Clay Matthews. He's bigger than Clay Matthews. So I'm going to tell you that right there. But
is he Tony Mandrich?
No, not at all. No. The one thing about you will find this with this kid, and I'm going to tell you, Packer fans, what you will like, his football IQ is off the chart. Super smart kid.
He is a super smart kid.
You said something about
the
hands.
Right. Yeah.
He never had to use his hands. He never had to cover. That's going to be his Achilles heel. If they put him out in the flat or they put him in, he's got to cover the hooks.
Right.
Can he do that? I don't know.
He's got the speed to do it.
He's got the mentality to do it.
He doesn't have the technique to do it.
Correct. And can he learn that? Maybe. That's a maybe. But can he? I just don't see him coming in and being an immediate impact.
Agreed.
The one thing that I didn't like about Rashawn Gary, and I will tell you, is he did not play. He was healthy enough to play in the bowl game against Florida.
And didn't.
He chose not to. Well, several guys did. And that's a trend now in college football. And quite frankly, I'm not a huge fan of it. But the other thing is, he's a business guy. He's got a business going. And
well, you said he's smart, and I'm agreeing with you. He's very, very bright.
My guess is if you get 3 years out of this kid and they pay him, there's a good chance that fourth year he's headed off to do his thing. There's a good chance.
Here's my problem. We took him as the number 12 in the pick. I think he'd have been around at 25 to 30, maybe even 35, especially with that shoulder, way too high at number 12. Let's go to the number 21 pick. I'll tell you, Rashawn would have been here. And
you think so?
Yeah, I really do.
I don't. I think he'd have been off the board.
I'm looking and say we got the 21 pick first round from the Seattle Seahawks last year, and we took a safety. It's needed, and that is Darnell Savage. Yes. This kid has great speed, great size, and great hands. I think he's an immediate starter on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he played with Maryland, and he had, I think, 9 picks his career. He had 2 against Ohio State last year. Let's not forget who was their quarterback. So he's got the speed. He's got the IQ. He's only 5'10".
Right.
But what you will like, again.
Vertical leap?
Yeah, he's got a great vertical leap. He's a 4-3 guy. The one thing you will like about him is, in a Patine defense, you can play him at the corner. You can play him at the safety because I think he had 55 tackles last year.
And he can hit. That's a Green Bay safety.
He will tackle.
Yeah.
He will tackle. He's not afraid to stick his nose in there. At that level, do you want him to? Maybe. I think they're really going to ask him to cover. But with him, again, you can move him around to play him in that corner. You can play him at that free safety, even in a strong safety spot. And I think you're gonna be happy with him. And before we run out of time here, the steal of the draft, I think, for Green Bay.
Okay.
Dexter Williams, running back out of Notre Dame. He's got some wear on him.
194th pick.
He's ginormous. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to enjoy him. I watched him with Notre Dame. Not a Notre Dame fan, but this kid's good.
I'm a huge Notre
this
Dame
kid
fan.
Can play.
And he's a bowling ball.
Yes.
Okay? He will just knock the pins out of the way. I agree. Packers have not – and yeah, he's listed as a running back. He's not a running back. He's in the form of Allstat. Remember from
Mike Allstat,
Mike Allstat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that he was just – he ran forward, ran over people. He didn't fumble the ball. Great for short yardage gains. And the Packers have had huge problems the last 2 years making that fourth and one. And sometimes you'd look and say, why do you even bother going for it?
Yeah.
I think that Dexter Williams is definitely the guy that is going to help them be able to change that all around.
He's a big guy with little guy speed.
Yes.
So I think that, to me, for Green Bay, that when I look up and down their list, I think that was a steal. I think that was an outstanding getting him.
Let's go back. We're going to go back to the let's go to the center, taking number 44, since, you know, I was and I am complaining about the offensive side of things. They take at number 44 out of Mississippi State, the center, and that's Elgton Jenkins. I don't know if he stays as center number one. I don't think he's a bad pick, but I also don't think he starts in his first year.
Well, I think the big plus for him, he came out of the SEC, so he saw some of the top defensive linemen in the United States for college. You're right, though. He can play center. He can play guard.
Right.
They can play him left or right. So where he will fit in, that's an excellent point. I think Green Bay is okay there, but this is a kid, you know, get an injury, he could step in right away.
Well, and
I think he sees the talent. He didn't give up a single sack last year.
No, and I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm simply saying that the Packers have no depth on the line. Zero depth.
Right.
And because of that, they're going to take people and fit them wherever they need. And Jenkins is the guy that can do that center, left, right guard. He's going to fill in. He's going to do a decent job. I don't like a rookie starting on the blind side for the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, the offensive line coach has got his work with him. But, again, because that kid saw that top talent,
right.
I agree with you on the blind side.
Yeah.
But I just think because he saw that talent, he can handle it. He did very well against Alabama, by the way.
He did.
I'll
give it that. 150th pick. To me, this is the steal of the of the draft. This is a defensive end out of the Texas A&M. Kingsley, mm-hmm. It's Kiki, right?
Right, Kiki.
This kid could have an immediate, he could make an immediate difference as a defensive end.
Well, Green Bay has not been, they had issues all kinds last year with tight end, but.
That's Steinbrenner, at tight end. This is Kiki at defensive end.
Or defensive end, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I was looking up one. Thank you, Bob. Yes. now I got to readjust the brain.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's my fault. He was a he was a good. I looked at him, looked at some of his tape. He's a good player at A&M, again, playing in that top school division. It's a kid who's a good play. His main thrust, he was good on the rush off the line. He was able to beat that tackle quite – and they looked at for who's got some moves. You're not just a constant shove guy. You're a dip under, push, can get around guy, and he's got that.
We'll go to the guy you were talking about. That's Jace Sterberger. He's a tight end. I think that if they keep everybody, and it's possible, Larry, there could be six tight ends on the Green Bay Packers.
Yep, yeah. I think Rodgers is the guy who's going to determine who's going to play in that system because they had Graham and who else.
Are they, you know, here's the big question on this kid. He's also, by the way, out of Texas A&M.
Yes.
Does he have the hands? He's definitely got the size. And he both catches and is a good blocking tight end.
Yep.
He went number 75 in the draft. I think that was a good pick for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, yeah, anytime you can get a guy in, again, plays at that level of play, they threw the ball around. A&M definitely. So he had the touches. He can run the routes. So Green Bay, I think, saw that and saw the size too. He's a big kid. So I think Green Bay saw that, and you're right. They're looking what they have in camp and said, let's take a chance.
Let's flip over to the Bears. Now, this is going to kill me to say this. I think the Bears did much better on the draft than the Packers.
Really?
Yes. And I think that their third-round pick, they only had a couple.
You must have felt that in there when you said that.
It made me ill. But the David Montgomery, a running back out of Iowa, I think that it was an excellent choice, and I think he's going to make an immediate contribution to an already good Bears team.
Well, yeah, they lost Howard, and they needed to pick up somebody who can run. And if you saw Iowa State this year, which I did a couple times play, peeking in and out of their game, that team gave Oklahoma a run.
Yep.
They gave Iowa a run this year.
If they had a decent defense, they could have won some big games and been a spoiler here and there.
Yeah. So this kid was
reason.
A player. He was one of the reasons. I thought I do think that the Bears made a good move in that third round, getting somebody that they could plug in. And you know, one thing I saw in this draft this year, Bob, because you know you look at the Lions and they took a tight end out of Iowa, and you're thinking, well, why? But I think what they're looking for is they're starting to all draft like New England. They're starting to pick up guys. They're starting to pick guys based on what they want to do, not what they need to do right now. And I think that's what you're seeing. And I see that with Montgomery, that they want that depth at the running back, because I think the Bears are pretty solid the rest of the way around.
They really
are. Defense is can't lose anybody.
Number four was Riley, a wide receiver. Number seven was actually out of a Florida Atlantic, was Kareth White. He's a good one. Watch out. 222nd pick overall. He may be a steal. Larry, we've got about 90 seconds. Packers, give me when we're done with the year, give me a record for the Packers and the Bears.
Oof. I do think the Bears will win that division. They'll be competing with Minnesota. And I think the Bears will probably win. I think they could easily win 11 to 12 games.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay is going to end last. I think Green Bay is going to probably get in as a wild card. So I think they're going to be over 500. But what the win is, I have no idea. But I do think the Bears of Minnesota vie for that top spot, and I'm going with Chicago on that one.
Chicago wins 12. Packers, and I said, just makes me ill. I am a huge Packer fan. I so hope I'm wrong. They're 6-10 this year.
Oof.
And it does not work out. They have no offense. It's anemic. And it just makes me ill to even think
that. Yeah, well, you got a new coach, and from what I hear about this guy, I like what I'm hearing. So young, innovative. Rodgers likes him. Everybody's happy. We'll see. But, man, sick. That's tough.
You got to have a player to be able to do it. And as we're getting, I'll have to end here. No backup if Rodgers goes down.